News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Beauty influencers can be just as toxic as Andrew Tate. That is according to a consultant psychiatrist at Dublin's Mater Hospital, Professor Matthew Sadlier. And he joins us now this morning. First of all, Matthew, what prompted you to come out with this?
Well, I suppose, like yourself, Ciara, like, you know, when you're a doctor, you deal with individuals in front of you. You don't necessarily deal with societal issues. And when you have seen people, young girls, come in to see you who have deficits with their body image, and when you talk to them and you go through in detail, and it comes because they're making social comparisons with unrealistic images that they're seeing on the internet, that they are watching at 4 to 5 to 6 hours a day, which we know a lot of teenagers do. That is how I came to it, and that is how you see. Now, at the same time, you'll see young men who'll be influenced by the masculinity influencers and will have similar but different problems secondary to this. And that's how I came to that conclusion. And that's why I do feel we need a societal change around these sort of things. We need to look at limiting the amount of time that young people spend online. We need to look at a way of limiting the unrealistic body images, the unrealistic expectations that are being put specifically in front of our young girls. There's also unrealistic body images being put in front of young boys, so that's a slightly different conversation. And I suppose that's how I've arrived at that. And that is why I'm on this campaign at the moment.
I think it's a very worthy campaign. You mentioned that you see young people and young girls affected as individuals by this. What kind of things are young girls, I suppose, presenting with, or what kind of effects do these toxic influencers have on these young girls?
I mean, with young girls, it's disordered eating, which can be, you know, at various different degrees of severity. And obviously with anorexia being, you know, at the end of that line, which we'd like to prevent. You know, we've seen in Irish statistics, and if you look at UK statistics, you know, something like a 500% increase in presentations for eating disorders over the last number of years. We know that eating disorders, and we know that body image problems are caused by social comparison. And, you know, in the days before the internet, most people lived in smaller communities and sections, so the amount of people they had to compare with was relatively small. Now, as I say, you have these influencers online who are, you know, creating videos that are designed to be for people to watch more. The more engagement they get, the better the product placements they get. They often hide product placements within the video. And especially on platforms where, you know, advertising is not allowed to children, influencers is a way around that legislation, which is something that was brought up at the topic conference I was at yesterday. That's going to be a very difficult genie to put back in the bottle, because if you look at the Online Safety Act, both, you know, the regulations in Ireland as well as the ones in the UK, as I say, I've been at a conference over here for the last few days. The difficulty is that it's very easy to spot some hate content, whether it be violence, racial or something like that. That's relatively easy for the algorithms and the companies to take down. The beauty stuff is slightly different. And because in and of itself, it is not particularly toxic. One video on how to put on makeup is not particularly, as I say, a toxic problem. The problem is where young girls are watching video after video after video after video after video. And we know that some of the algorithms, if girls look at, you know, videos on beauty, that after a short period of time, they will then be showed videos of pro-eating disorder groups or, you know, thinness videos and thinspiration and these sort of constructs. So these are the next stage that I do think that the online safety, you know, regulations are going to have to look at. But ultimately, the core problem here is the amount of time that people are spending on the internet. I know the last Surgeon General in the United States was recommending that there are warning labels, i.e. that when you go onto social media, that after a certain period of time, the companies are mandated to put a kind of a screen up and say, you know, you've been scrolling for half an hour, do you want to continue? And some of those sort of nudge technologies that would deter a certain amount of usage. Outside of that, it is going to be incredibly difficult, because it's going to try to get these companies to change their business model, which I think is not going to happen voluntarily. But it also is going to require a cultural change from people who have influence in this country. You know, I don't think celebrities should be posting photographs of themselves. I don't think people in the public eye, you know, should be doing this. I don't think this culture of we must show ourselves off all the time, we must show my new outfit, look what I've just bought in the shop. And I think that has to start, you know, at a local level to, you know, Irish celebrities, you know, to look at what you're doing on the line and how that may be influencing people.
Professor Matthew Sadlier, psychiatrist at Dublin's Mater Hospital, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.